You're listening to The Watchers, a show where two women from opposite ends of New Jersey watch movies and TV and stuff about New Jersey. We're not on opposite ends of New Jersey.
We're not. We kind of never are, but... Well, actually,
we are. Technically.
Technically, we are on opposite ends.
Two women...
Slightly outside of New Jersey.
We say two women from opposite ends of New Jersey, which is true.
Always true. Yes.
But right now, we are two women in Pennsylvania.
Unfortunately.
In an underground bunker.
Yes.
In Pennsylvania.
No offense to Pennsylvania.
Offense to Pennsylvania.
It's just not New Jersey.
You've got a friend in Pennsylvania, but it ain't me.
Yes, we are still in person for this finale episode, mm-hmm. which is exciting.
Yeah, we did something a little different this week.
I know.
It was fun. It was really fun.
I did not anticipate it. We're obviously recording this little intro after we've already done the episode mm-hmm. because we, like we said, did something a little bit different.
Yeah. So this week we're going to talk to you for just a couple of minutes up top, mm-hmm. but we recorded a watch along.
Yee!
And I think we made it nice and easy for you to sync up with us. So when it comes time to cue that up, you will hear us introducing the episode, and then I'm going to drop in. You'll hear me. I'll say Showtime Presents, so you can kind of queue up right about there. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to drop in a little bit of the theme song right when it was playing for us, so you can match up where your theme song is playing on your streaming platform of choice with where ours is. And you can watch along.
Yeah.
And watch alongs are nice and easy. If you are somebody who's watching on a platform with ads, just pause the podcast when your ads come on and kick back in.
Yeah, I'm so skeptical. I wasn't sure it was going to work, but it was really fun to do. I feel like we might actually do it again for another episode at some point. Not of Yellow Jackets, but we've got some stuff we're talking about for mm-hmm. after this.
Yeah, I think it definitely worked. I think it was really fun.
Yeah.
And I think it gave us... Like some of the stuff we don't get to talk about as much, like the visuals and the transitions and the little moments that kind of get skipped over, we really got to highlight.
Yeah.
And so also, if you're a lunatic like me who will listen to a watch along without watching, I mean, feel free, but I do highly recommend you sync it up.
I can't imagine.
I tried to make it pretty easy.
Yeah. I can't imagine someone wanting to just listen to me randomly talk while watching television, but who knows?
I do it all the time.
I know, but you're a crazy person.
I'm also a crazy person.
Yeah.
So I think that's it. There are a couple of things we mentioned in the episode that we're going to come back to. So mm-hmm. you'll listen through the watch along and then we're going to pop in at the end and we're going to tie up a few of the loose ends we talked about in the watch along. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Anything else?
I don't think so. Enjoy it. Man, that episode went so fast.
It flew by.
Yeah. It felt like it was shorter than they usually are, but mm-hmm. it's not. So, yeah. Enjoy. It's a banger. We'll be back.
Welcome to our season one finale watch along.
Who knew?
Who knew?
Who knew we were going to do this?
We kind of just planted us on a whim. I'm going to talk quickly right now. We are watching the previously on. I'm going to drop in the beginning of the theme song. And so you'll want to line up the first few seconds of the theme song with the episode itself. And that's how you will watch along with us. We've never done one of these before.
No.
I don't know how much talking we're going to do. So I would suggest you actually use this as a watch along and not like I'm a kind of lunatic who will listen to
just
a watch along. And I don't know that this is going to be that kind.
Right.
But Jody's still here in the studio. So we figured
why not
give it a shot. Are you ready for the finale?
I don't love you. I love Paul. Yes, I am ready. I almost watched it the other night right after the penultimate, as mm-hmm. we said, but I decided to wait because I didn't want my commentary for the last episode to get in the way or to get confused by this.
Smart.
But this is the big one.
Okay, Showtime Presents.
Oh,
that's
boy.
The graphic on the screen. Here comes the theme.
New Jersey.
So yeah, you should be syncing up with the little bit of audio I just played. We're still watching the theme, so there's young Jasmine Savoy Brown, Sophie Thatcher, Samantha Hanratty. This is a sync test. Steven Kruger, Warren Cole, Cutthroat Jackie. Postcard with Christina Ricci and Juliette Lewis.
We should just read the captions the whole
time. Oh, should we just do, rather than a watch along, we just do read a along. Live read along?
Yeah, yeah, we'll just read the captions. I have to say, I feel like our theme song for our podcast kind of nails this vibe.
Yeah. Kitsy did a great job.
Kitsy did an amazing job.
Because it's like, it's got the 90s kind of like big fuzzy guitar sound.
I love it.
But it's also kind of a little darker than is typical for those songs like this.
I kind of want like a whole song.
I bet we could get Kitsy to do it. And then what if you and I sing on it?
No. No. But
okay, Yellow Jackets, created by Ashley Lyle and Bart Nickerson.
Oh my god. Oh.
And it opens with eerie vocalizing.
Of course it does.
We say this every week, but you've really got to be watching with the captions
on.
Oh,
they're so good.
Okay, so we are in the aftermath. These girls look...
Oh, they look dead.
Very dead. Which again, like we said last week, it really feels like
they look like they just fell out of a plane.
They truly look like they just fell out of a plane.
Yeah.
You would not... Like, scenes like this make me think, like, maybe it's purgatory.
Right.
And again,
that's Lorelei's dress.
It's Lorelei's dress, which is so funny because when they have that party in the woods before they leave, she's dressed like Cher from Clueless.
Oh,
like, Lottie
yeah.
is not, that dress is not a Lottie type dress, but she's kind of become our saint in a weird way.
Mm-hmm.
And we've got the stump.
Our little altar.
I love their witchy little altars. Does this speak to you more now since Blair Witch Project?
Yes.
If you watch Blair Witch Project with us, you know how much we love a spooky bundle of sticks.
Oh, so much. I mean, hell, I might go to the Pine Barrens tomorrow and just start placing bundles of sticks everywhere. See what happens.
You wouldn't be the only one.
Ooh, the knife.
I wonder how much memory they have.
Yeah.
Of the evening. Because Travis, where is he right now?
I don't know.
Don't ruffle my feathers.
God, of course she would have a bird tote bag.
I love Misty at work.
Oh, Miss DeGeneres. Yeah, no, you weren't.
And, like, wouldn't her coworkers know that? I guess they're a different shift.
Yeah.
Got that laugh.
Everybody hates her. I have to say, I do hard relate to the labeling of the Tupperware with a big do not touch on it.
Yeah, because people get like they lose all sense of
decorum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So ready to go.
Yeah, duh,
so
that.
Smart. Obviously.
Yeah.
Oxygenated. Do you think Misty got a job like this so she could have access to this kind of stuff?
I'm fully convinced that she is like kind of based on the good nurse. Like, I'm sure that she has done other shady shit at the nursing home before.
I think she has probably ended lives in the nursing home and convinced herself it was like a angel of death thing, like you said.
Absolutely.
Do you think she has killed anybody in her basement?
Oh, it's hard to say. I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, poor Travis.
This looks like such a set.
Yeah.
Ugh. God, that's so good.
Fucking Travis. He sucks.
He has...
Oh, gosh, right.
No reason to be treating her like this. That's right. Hobby's gone for a minute.
Yeah, I forgot we lost him here, but he ran away during the night, during the doom coming.
And then has just been hiding
and been
in
gone.
The...
Yeah.
Crazy. Huh.
The cleaning crew is here.
She is who you want in a situation like this.
Yes. Is this a D different jumpsuit or is it the same one?
No, I think it's a different one. I think the one in the basement is lighter.
I thought so too.
She's got that's well because you can't cross contaminate.
She's so smart. Shauna, you don't have right to be mad.
Yeah. Yeah. That tie, very solemn nod. God. Misty in control.
Yeah, she's done this before. Yeah,
that's what it, or like, I mean, I think probably she's watched and read so much true crime, but
still, she's so comfortable.
Yeah.
We're just destroying evidence.
Yikes.
Handle. That is not how you wear.
No, her hair's good. It's all tucked up.
It's not how you wear that.
It is. Oof. It is horrifying that, like, they are the most uniquely qualified to handle this situation.
Absolutely.
I forget. How gory is this? I forget.
It's pretty bad. I still, her hair is still not in the hairnet.
Uh-huh. Perfect. That's such a Shauna line. I love it so much.
Riding a gross fucked up bike. Can't watch that. Oh, the noises.
Yeah.
That's the part that really gets me. Oh, and it is.
We are wearing headphones.
Yep.
It is.
That is intense. Oh, God.
Oh, you can't.
Remember when I said I don't like gore?
Uh-huh.
And I watched this show anyway?
God, Nat doesn't buy it.
No.
Or does she? And she's... Yeah. Okay. She's... Again. People just sharing information on this show. Oh.
Is that a bug on the wall? Well, that's obviously true.
I mean, she's talking to us.
Yeah.
And then that's us. I mean, us collectively, not you and me necessarily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But also, do you think putting it out there so plainly is more proof that it isn't just that?
I think they're just playing with us. That blood on her neck is so rough.
I know.
I want to point out the color grading here.
Yeah.
It's that like classic detective color. It's like the teal undertones with like the, it's the teal orange color overlay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're so right.
I just can't get over the hairnet though. Ew.
It's funny that she put it on at all.
It's, yeah, her ends are sticking out.
Like, why even bother?
I just got the craziest case of deja vu.
She says so whimsically. Aw. So misty.
Yikes. Perfect. Hackle Barney Park.
Where's my
there's a reference.
I know that. It is, it just says so much that Shauna was able to do that.
Yeah.
And isn't.
Of a guy that she's just been sleeping with.
Yeah.
Trusses are useless.
Duh.
Duh. Yeah, except.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know he
flipped to Misty. What is she reading there?
I'm not sure. Well,
did we look that up at one point? I feel like we did. Oh no, she's watching Ben. Ben, you're in danger.
Oh, Ben, you tried. And there we are again with Van's perfectly healed face.
Yep. Ooh.
Yeah.
They remember. Good question.
Whoa. She's got a point. Okay.
Yes, you did.
Well, Mari did. But she but she could have said something. God.
Oh, right.
Yeah. This is crazy.
I know.
This is, though, my dream. This is all I've ever wanted.
A bear friend?
Yeah. I mean, not to lay down and die in front of me, but like,
yeah.
I would have been running.
What kind of, so?
Big. Not the biggest, though.
Is that a grizzly? Because grizzlies are brown, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a black bear.
No.
Grizzlies are extremely dangerous, as I know from the TV show alone.
It's probably a grizzly bear.
Yeah. Look at her face.
Yeah. God, this is crazy. Oh, Bubba.
See,
aww.
In this case, the instinct should be lay down and snuggle with it.
Yes. Ugh.
Not that. Like, make it your pet.
Yeah. Your bear you trained to hunt.
And just, you know, curl up with it at night when it gets cold.
Again, the dream.
It could be your friend.
I forgot that she actually stabbed the bear and he didn't just lay down and die in front of her.
Oh, yeah, no, she's... this... Oh, great transition. Yeah. So we're not going to rehash the fact that this is the 1996 reunion and they didn't actually graduate in 1996, right? And that Allie wasn't in their class.
Yeah,
and the
none
whole thing.
Of it really makes sense, but maybe time travel. Who knows?
Sure.
It's so funny that they're at this thing.
Jeff's hair is not looking its best.
No.
Oh, okay, God, the accent.
Let's just, everybody, listen to this.
Somebody's been watching The Nanny.
It's truly.
And the
Nobody
whatnot.
Talks like this.
No.
She thinks she's doing Carmela Soprano, I
yes,
think.
Yes,
I agree. She's not. She's, you're totally right. She's doing Fran Drescher.
Yep. You're not in that class.
How was she, like...
She was the only freshman asked to the dance.
Did they get... held back? Is that what we're gonna... But it still doesn't,
it doesn't
not
make
sense for the timing?
Doesn't make sense. No, you don't.
I would like to remind people, I don't think that's what trauma bonding is.
No. Yeah. Good God, I think we just passed my 30th.
I was just telling you, this year is my 20th.
Yeah.
Maybe I do go. What if there are a bunch of women there covering up a murder and I miss out?
That would be a bummer.
Should I go?
I think you should.
Solemn organ music.
Miss DeGeneres.
God.
Does not. I wonder if her mom,
Angel of Death,
talked to her children about her psychotic nurse that was withholding her pain medication.
It's also so funny that Misty doesn't need to be doing all this.
No.
She could have just shown up, done the thing.
Yep.
God. Again, Misty is in a totally different show than everybody else.
I know.
In a way that I just love. Even that scene, like that angle and the way they shoot this,
yeah,
feels like those late 80s, 90s dark comedies we've been
very
talking about.
Heathers, yeah. It also, now that I'm looking at that, feels a little Six Feet Under to me, which I know you haven't seen, but it had that same sort of like serious but darkly humorous vibe. Oh, Shauna. Everybody's thinking about what they just did.
Can you imagine?
Oh. Yeah, they're all breaking a little bit.
I mean, fucking finally.
Yeah, exactly. This is the first time I think we've seen Shauna, like, cry that's not to convince someone of something. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, Nat's just like...
Oh, everything is so deep down for her at this point, yeah. I think.
Oh, the dress. Jeff. He knows her.
Mm-hmm. I could truly, like...
Such a good guy.
Because then he does get it right this time.
Yeah, he does.
He was just, you know, being, like...
Yeah, that dress is perfect. Sort of like darkness of it compared to the yellow.
Yeah, that dress was not for her.
No,
like I don't know what he was thinking, but he got it right.
Women who changed the world. Is that Sojourner Truth? Sorry. Photo history nerd.
Ty looks so good.
They both do.
Yeah, everybody looks great.
But yeah, Ty with her hair up like that.
Yeah, it's so good. God, I... God.
Oh, boy.
I love when they're friends.
I really like Nat's dress.
They all look so good. They all
I know,
look so
them. But like that's something I would wear. I really like it. Oh, here we go.
I think Ty's the
slow motion. God,
this is another perfect needle drop. Ty's look is awesome. The best.
Agreed. I really like that.
But they're all great.
Pan
oh
outfit.
My god. Yeah. Misty with the lapels. Oh my god, my heart. I'm
that look
so
between
happy.
The two of them, like,
yeah,
I feel like Misty is kind of won over Nat for the moment.
Mm-hmm.
This is such a different like structure of a scene.
Yeah,
the way they've chopped it up. I really want to find out where Nat got that dress.
Aw,
Jeff.
God, imagine being in that class and all of the yellow jackets walk in together.
Oh my god. Strut in slow motion.
Here we go.
Fucking Allie.
I will never get over it.
I know.
It makes no sense.
It is Long Island, my friend. It's not the same.
I just can't believe people let her get away with it.
I know. Bart and Ashley are from New Jersey.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Mari's right.
Yeah. She's always wearing like such little kid clothes, too.
Yeah.
Ugh, gross. Shauna, So nasty.
She needs iron.
Yeah. Seriously. Oh, geez. That looking out that window, that's how Shauna sees Jackie at the end,
right,
in the morning.
Oh, there's a little wolf figurine.
Yeah. Oh, the bone. The bone that you took from her. Yeah, that wolf is very purposefully placed right there, right next to Ty.
Oh, man.
Look at that wolf just looking at her.
I know. What is...
Do we think she's talking about when everything went green, or is there something else?
Yeah. Well, there's also those weird shadows that people have talked about that I think I've always seen as just like her vision coming back.
Yeah.
But Ty doesn't ask enough questions.
No.
Because I'd be like,
yeah, like tell me more.
The shape of it?
Yeah. Did it have leathery wings and hooves? Is it the Jersey Devil?
Is it a man with no eyes?
Bones. Okay, Ty, don't be a dick.
Yeah.
She's got a point.
So true. So true.
I'm too old for the Spice Girls debate, but oh
god, should we watch all 10 seasons of X-Files?
Oh my god,
just real quick.
No.
Love them so much.
I know. Oh, this is where people were trying to figure out like who lived and who died by who the pictures were of.
Oh.
But Travis's picture is in there and he just died. So,
right, so that would be weird. Really...
But there's Coach. Yeah, see?
Yeah.
But so Travis lived until like that year.
Yeah, so unless they added it real quick.
Yeah.
And like 2 days ago.
Unless they're all dead.
Unless they're all dead. Oh, Kevin.
No, not really. Just because they both loved her. I forgot he said that.
Oh, Kevin.
Buddy. Did he? We still don't know. Maybe he really did.
I think he...
That's possible.
I do think he killed... I do think he put the chain around his neck.
Mm.
And some of what Lottie... At least some of what Lottie says is true.
Yeah.
I think, though, believing more than that is going on there, you kind of have to believe in the supernatural.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that I'm ready to do that.
Kevin's such a grown-up.
He's the most grown-up person in this... fucking show.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's gone now is heartbreaking.
Yeah. He was just trying to help.
Mm-hmm. Perfect. White wine spritzer. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. It'll be in Heckle Barney Park.
Yep. Randy, another one in a totally different show in a way that I love.
Yeah. I do love that we get a Randy Misty connection moment mm-hmm. later in the next season.
That scene is so fun.
Yeah.
Aw. Aw.
Oh, Randy. I wonder if he ever got his lady back.
Well, they were just going through one of their little divorces.
Yeah.
They don't stick.
Bear dinner. Mm-hmm. It's like girl dinner, but a bear.
Okay. Now, Jody, do you know what you've just said? What are they eating when they have bear dinner?
Bear?
So what would they be eating for girl?
Okay.
So, yeah. I mean, actually, for this show, that does kind of check out.
Yeah.
But I think when most people are talking about girl dinner, they're not talking about
eating girls.
Just FYI.
Oh, Jackie. Oh, boy. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Bear. Die. Vanna's really pushing her.
Mm-hmm.
Not that she needs much pushing, but she's really like driving it.
Yeah. Some episodes we don't get any. I guess it's because they're at the reunion, but we don't get many needle drops. We might get like one, and this episode is chock-a-block.
Yes. Shooters.
Oh, Ty.
Remind me to look up that dress. Shut the fuck up, Doug. You're a grown man. That's the line.
It's so good.
Oh,
oh
God.
My God.
I love her.
Ty's face.
Oh, God.
I do love her.
I know.
It's just insane.
Misty.
Can you imagine?
Where is this woman actually from? I know we looked it up once.
Like Boulder. She's like Midwest. There's no.
Misty is enjoying this so much.
Insane. Can you imagine?
Look at how happy she is.
Of course. All she's wanted.
I know. Is to be a part of this.
Hilarious song choice. Just hilarious.
Oh, absolutely perfect song choice for the era.
Mm-hmm.
Our senior dance theme was that song, Don't Dream It's Over.
Oh, my God. Beautiful.
Jackie is just asking for something. Thanks, Dirt. Where's Lottie's scar gone? Barely see it.
Yeah.
Fucking Misty.
Mm-hmm. More.
More. They were strong. Courageous. Little really.
Also, I can't stop thinking about being the living Yellow Jackets watching that memorial. It's so crazy.
Oh, there's Jen.
Yeah, Ben, you missed a lot.
Oh, yeah, he wasn't there. This fight, man.
Mm-hmm.
Not true.
Mm-hmm. Yep, tell her.
I gotta say, I'm still on Jackie's side here.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah, Shauna, I'm sorry. You don't get to...
No, you don't get to be bad.
No.
Uh-uh.
Sorry.
She knew you were lying. That's not true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you could have stood up for yourself.
Right.
I have no sympathy for Shauna here.
Yeah, this is... It's so funny that she's really the first one to go after all of this, too.
Yeah.
Oof.
She's bright, though.
Yeah. Perfect show. No. And I'm in love with you.
Yeah. Exactly.
No. Oof. Ugh.
Yeah. And also, in some ways, Shauna feels like her life was the best in high school it was ever going to get.
Yeah. I love that. I do kind of like that Jackie thought she was going to kick her out of the house.
Yeah, that was a little delusional.
That's. Yeah. Oof.
That's what Misty wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Again. Not true.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that feeling of all those girls ganging up on her.
Mm-hmm.
Knew she was dead.
Totally. Yeah, it is. We've talked about it before, but the way the teenage stakes get so ramped up and how much more dire the consequences are.
Yeah. Oh, it's not what Jackie would have wanted.
Oh, my God.
Get up here. Oh, God.
Dance floor.
God, it is so bad.
Again, I just cannot trust this enough. Nobody in New Jersey talks like that.
Nope.
God.
And it's Seal.
Of course it's this song. Jesus.
Oh, the PTSD.
He's the best.
I love that they take this as the opportunity to just check in about the covering up of the murder.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, we're standing here.
Hope there are no really good lip readers.
Yeah.
I took care of it.
Maybe tomorrow I'll go to Hacklebarney Park.
What if you did?
I might. I mean, I am going to go for a walk in the woods, hopefully, yeah. Tomorrow.
Those are the woods.
Those are the woods. Oh, geez.
Jackie has spent no time learning how to survive out here.
She really needed to watch Alone. Had it existed in 1996.
Yeah, if all your friends kicked you out of a cabin right now, you'd be fine.
Well, I still don't know if I could start a fire without a flint. One of the biggest mistakes.
Look at beautiful New Jersey.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
I wonder if that's actually a shot. I bet it is. I'll bet even if they didn't, you know.
One of the biggest mistakes that people make on Alone is losing their fire starter. See, that's a different
jumpsuit. It is a different jumpsuit. Well, because I'll bet she knew to get rid of the jumpsuit, too.
Yeah, of course.
We did shots. Shooters.
What's on her mug?
I don't know, but I'll bet it's a picture of Caligula, but I don't know.
I don't think it's a bird. God, I could be wrong.
Nope, it's Caligula.
Is it? Oh, that's perfect. No, nobody fucking does, Jessica. I'm Olivia Pope.
Mm-hmm. She's another one. I want her whole show.
I know. Spinoff. Like a little prequel show?
Yeah.
Just about her life as a fixer in New Jersey?
Better Call Jess?
Yeah. Oh my God. Make it happen. I want that.
Caligula in.
She's not convinced.
Mm-hmm. I kind of can't believe Jess falls for
this. I know. I mean, to be fair, fentanyl in a cigarette is...
Not
an easy one to just guess.
That's true. Oh, but she knows about Misty. I just don't know. I know.
She did see her putting the fentanyl in a piece of chocolate. That's why she's going.
I always forget that Simone is the one who
finds yeah. I've told you about the Elvis house in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
The Christmas house.
Uh-huh. It's amazing.
Franklin Lakes. God, she looks like hell.
Yeah, she does.
Oh, boy. What would have happened if she didn't ask for her cigarettes? Like, did she just assume?
Missy assumed it would be the first thing she'd look for, yeah. I guess. Maybe she didn't want her to notice they'd been tampered with.
Yeah.
Because Jessica's
got an eye.
It's
a stretch, though. Why would it Why would she have contacts at lit agencies?
She's really muddying up her story. Like, yeah. Are you a fixer or what? Like,
right.
What do we think that is?
I don't know. God, look at her little white picket fence.
I know. This house is horrifying.
Yeah.
Jess.
Oh, you poor thing.
I know we've talked about this, I think, but she's in later seasons of Battlestar Galactica, and she's fantastic.
Yeah.
I love her.
I really wish there was a way that she was still alive, but there really isn't.
I mean,
the creators have basically acknowledged that she's gone.
It would be a stretch that I would be unimpressed with them doing.
Yeah.
If she were alive, but I also would maybe be willing to be like, oh, all right.
I know. I'll just to have her back.
Yeah.
Oh, Misty.
She's so good. Oy. So Misty has helped dispose of a body and murdered a woman with a
within like a day.
Yeah. Not great.
Oh boy.
Yeah, this is.
To be fair, she's trying to light sticks and logs. Where's your kindling?
Yeah.
Where's Jackie, your dry leaves?
Where's your dry leaves?
Your pine needles.
Your pine needles.
Your bark.
Your bark. Where is it? Duh.
Birch bark burns really well.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yeah. Really good fire starter. What doesn't burn really well? Just random sticks.
Just some dumbass sticks you picked up?
Yep. Oh, Travis. He's in a tree.
How long is Javi gone for? I mean, long enough for him to grow about a foot
like
and
a 5 o'clock
shadow, but how long is it really in the show?
I think it's like a couple months.
It's crazy.
Yeah, they all tried to kill you.
I can't remember if I thought... I think I thought Javi was still alive, hiding somewhere. Well, because we had the stuff going missing, remember?
Yeah.
I think I did, too.
Yeah. Oh, Nat. She's just decided to believe.
Can you imagine just hanging out with those autopsy photos?
I know.
Oh, Nat. Why are you being...
The overlay of this scene where he's like, I don't want your help. And her throwing away the autopsy photos. Man. She doesn't care. I mean, she cares, but it's not her first concern.
It's another great song choice.
I know. It's brutal. Oh, Jess.
Jesus.
This is me driving home last night.
When? Who does the Vienna cover? We talked about it at the beginning of the season. That's the second time this song shows up. And it's a cover, though.
I don't remember.
The first version we hear.
Oh.
Because love it. Womp womp! Jersey license plate! Womp womp womp! God, Misty.
I know. Fucking Misty.
See, because, like, the horn could alert somebody pretty quickly.
I know.
Like,
but you know Misty is... She has researched the exact amount of fentanyl you need to put in a cigarette to kill somebody.
Totally. You're right.
Oh, I forgot about this scene.
This good boy was actually a very bad dog. So
agreed.
True. So true, bestie. All of the art in every home is horrifying. Even those, whatever they are scary.
And Kelly still exists.
We're bonding over the murder we did.
Yeah.
Not Trig. Womp womp womp.
Now they're a happy family.
poor Callie. Like, she's too plugged in.
She's so fucked.
Like, she knows this is crazy.
Yeah. She's in that, like, deep blood red color, too. Mm-hmm. I really love the hair up with the long earrings on her.
Me too.
It looks so good.
Such a good look for her.
Where's the 31st district? Oh, God, this part. Was someone calling her, or did she just have her phone on?
It's so sad. Yeah, good question. But it's so sad to think that the only thing, literally the only thing keeping Nat alive was a promise that she and Travis made to each other.
I know.
God. The stubbornness.
Oh!
What's the 31st district?
Covers the Hudson County municipalities of Bayonne, Kearney, and most of Jersey fucking City, baby.
What if they're in Bayonne?
Oh my God.
That would be the shock of the century if Ty lives in fucking...
No one knows what happens in Bayonne. No, wait, she's in Jersey City.
Now I think she might be in Bayonne.
She's in Jersey City. Oh! Adam Martin, 36. That would not be on the news, I'm sorry.
No. Whoopsie. Yep. Whoop. Oh, God.
Oh, Shauna.
Poor Callie.
I know. She's like, you killed him?
And she doesn't know that they both know that, like, Jeff.
Yeah.
Okay, here it comes. Here comes.
Oh, God.
The worst thing anybody has ever done on this show or any other show, I think. Certainly on this show, for sure.
You mean going into a hole in the basement wall?
Well, yeah.
In your creepy house?
This show does have a lot of parallels with The Watchers, huh?
Yeah.
With The Watchers.
Yes. The Westfield Watcher.
Stay out of holes in your own home. That's what
I'd say.
Seriously,
there's probably a tunnel to your next door neighbor's house in there and some guy living in it.
Should we do the first episode?
Oh, my God.
As a watch-along?
Oh, my God, maybe.
Oh, my God, that would be so funny.
I will not watch the whole thing again, though.
No, it would just be the first episode. Maybe we will.
Why would you fucking go in there?
You could not pay me.
Not enough money in the world. Not enough money in the world.
What would it take?
Good God. Yeah, that's when you leave, when you see blood, and you call the cops.
Or a Ghostbuster.
Yes. Or a Ghostbuster. Like, I have to say, this is very...
This is,
like...
Big-time Bayonne behavior.
They're in Jersey City. I'm fully
Bayonne.
Convinced now. Nobody lives in Bayonne.
I bet Ty does, if anybody lives in a weird, unknowable place.
State Senate.
Yeah, they make it very clear it's state senate. She's
31st
not...
district.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm sorry. You bought this house.
So Blair Witchy.
I know.
She did the symbol. She's got his heart.
The doll. Candles.
It's bad. Man, the juxtaposition here is crazy.
And there's the look.
And there it is. Oh, there's other Ty.
Yep.
Oh, I hate this.
I know.
And then poor Juliette Lewis filming the scene knowing that
Good
we
God,
know she
right?
was miserable and that they did this to her. Is so sad.
I mean, it's not as bad as this, but even the whole thing with her, like, just single-mindedly, like, focusing on Travis this whole time and not thinking at all about herself.
Everything about it. Oh, I forgot Shauna does come out and try to talk to her, huh?
No.
Was this a dream? Oh, this is the shared dream. You're right. Mm-hmm. I forgot. Okay, so let's watch. Whose dream is it?
I think it's Jackie's dream as she's dying.
It's so much sadder if it's Jackie's dream.
Yeah.
That all she's thinking about is Shauna.
Yep. I think it's Jackie's dream as she dies. Trying to make things good. I could be wrong, but...
Or is it a shared dream?
I don't know. But I mean, this was also what made me think it was Jackie's dream, because they're all like...
Yeah.
Standing around waiting for her.
Oh. Did I? Remember?
Hot cocoa.
Mm-hmm. We know there's a whole symbolism going on with people being fed injuries in this show.
Yep.
And remember that Shauna drinks the cocoa in... Or maybe it's not cocoa, but she drinks something they give her after her baby.
Yeah. It's like tea or something.
And that's why it's in her dream, but that's why she thinks she's been in her dream drugged. Huh?
Yeah. Talk about horror movie.
Totally.
This is, I think
it's totally Jackie's dream. It's possible that Shauna is in there watching it, you know? But it's certainly Jackie's dream.
Yeah. She's getting comforted as she kind of goes off on her journey. Sad.
She's also the one who just one or two episodes ago says the thing about cold.
Yes.
The kind where dying feels like falling asleep.
Yeah. Where's the cabin guy? There he is. In the doorway.
Oh, we get a little bit of his face unblurred for a second, huh? Horrifying. Sugar water. Who's we? You and Laura Lee? Y'all hanging out?
Yeah, they make it seem like it's Shauna's dream. She wakes up in that moment.
I do kind of feel like it's Jackie's dream and Shauna was just there watching it.
Yeah. Looks very chilly.
Horrible. Truly, just like
I remember thinking about how cold they look here, and then I watched that Society of the Snow movie where they're literally in a fucking airplane in the snow the entire time.
How?
I don't know. They literally like piled on top of each other in order to stay alive.
It's so miserable when I have to take the dog out in the morning,
right?
For 5 minutes. How? Ugh. Oh my god.
Yep. She's gone.
It's so bad.
This is Sophie and Elise's
one to run for her. Oh yeah,
Emmy reel right
totally.
Here.
Totally.
Right there. And it's interesting. It's Ty. Ty's the one that grabs her.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Hate it. It's like...
I know. It's so
even though
watch.
I know what happens. Well, now I double know what happens. It's like...
Yeah. Yeah. Because we think we're going to lose her on the finale of this season. Mm-hmm. We lose her on the finale of the next one.
She's looking right down the barrel.
Yeah.
Because she's camera. Dead eye contact with us.
Yep.
Oh.
It's so rough.
God. She's another one. She's so good here. Look at that.
The purple people.
It's so funny that they're like, we'll try knocking first.
Yeah. Like, why?
Hilarious knowing this is Lottie's fucking
I know.
Silly ass cult now.
It's so sinister here.
It really is.
And then we see them at the compound and it's just like juices and yoga.
Uh-huh.
Susie.
This reaction is crazy, knowing if all we know about Lottie is true.
Yeah.
That yeah. is a, like, what could she have found out other than
that it was
she runs
them.
An intentional.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, and the idea that they were following her.
Like, what?
Sort of. implies much more of a conspiracy than we're led to believe in the next season.
So who knows? Bear hearts are big.
They really are. Bigger than dog hearts.
Oh. That's such a good point. That little parallel.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta offer up a heart.
The altar there.
You gotta offer up a heart. Everybody knows it.
We won't be hungry much longer.
Hell yeah.
Bloody hands. Those tree stumps.
I know.
Really come into play next season.
Incredible. You're still listening to the Watchers? I don't know.
We're still here. Pacey's still here with us in the studio.
Man, that is an episode.
Oh my goodness.
That ending.
We've talked about this before. I have watched this season one, I think 4 or 5 times now, if not more.
Yeah.
And I still forgot how much happens in that episode. I had the main bullet points, like Jackie dies, like they clean up Adam's body. I remembered the reunion, but there's so much in there.
It's dense.
It really is.
Which, again, is why I think people were complaining in season two that some of the episodes were slow. But we kind of noticed in this watch log, and we'll talk about it more next week probably when we kind of look at 1 and 2 all together now, of what the pacing isn't always this breakneck. It really feels like it because these last couple of episodes are.
It wasn't in the first part of the first season either, mm-hmm. I think. It's like the pilot episode was a banger.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had a couple that were like not slow, but not like this.
Right.
Not this crazy.
They were like settled into what they were doing.
Yeah.
But these are just, it is breakneck.
Absolutely.
I love it.
It's constant action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we talked through it. So we're not going to do an actual recap, but let's maybe do, well, there's some things I want to follow up on, but also maybe like just our general reactions. To me, one of the things that I noticed more in this watch was this episode with the needle drops. It was like they've been building it up all season, mm-hmm. and then they were like, wait, we got to throw in every single song that we possibly could want to use right now.
And they did it so smartly because most of them are in the transition to the reunion scenes.
Yeah. 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 We've got Rump Shaker. We've got what else? Ace of Base, Kiss from a Rose, Enya. Like, there's more than that, but that's like,
those are the big ones.
And
but
they fit so
there's
well.
There's like 10 of them. It's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah. They fit really, really well.
And I know we went on and on about it in the episode, so we don't have to harp on it, but their looks, their reunion looks,
I have to
perfect,
look up that
impeccable
dress.
Impeccable for all of them.
I have to look up that dress at some point. Yeah, no, they look amazing. And we get the Jeff swapping out the yellow dress for the blue one with flowers, which is much more appropriate.
Yeah, once he gets it together, he really gets it together.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just the best.
We get the reveal of how they disposed of the body. Good old Gloria DeGeneres, man. She long-suffering Gloria.
I know. I guess maybe not that long. Who knows how long Misty was her nurse for?
Oh, my God. A day is too long with Misty as your nurse. Are you kidding me?
What a perfect show.
Fucking psycho.
And we talked about it just a few minutes ago at the end, but the episode was over, so we didn't spend too much.
Yeah.
That very last scene.
Yeah.
With the way, I know we're just kind of throwing a few things at you right now, but those figures who come into Nat's hotel room seem so ominous.
Yeah. Especially knowing what we know now. Like, it really set them up to be this super dangerous, like, cult that was gonna kidnap and kill Nat or whatever, and like killed Travis and took all his money. And then, like, and when we get back and we get to season 2, you know, Nat is tied up and actually kidnapped, but then she just hangs out at the compound.
It's,
and Lottie seems much less threatening.
Yeah. And Lottie acts like
she was just trying to help.
Yeah. It's so strange.
Yeah.
How, now can I ask you a question as someone who watched season 1 as it aired?
1,000 times, yes.
How did you stand
the weight?
Because I only had, a couple of weeks?
Yeah. Yeah. It was hard. It was really hard. I mean, I did rewatch, and I did evangelize about it to everyone I knew. But yeah, that was a long wait. And it wasn't as long as this wait's going to be.
But you didn't have a podcast then.
I didn't have a podcast then. I did listen to a lot of, well, actually, it's so funny. For season one, Yellow Jackets did not hit right away. And so I was looking for podcasts to listen to about it, like desperately trying to find some.
This is how you know you're not broken. For me, I'm like, I'll just start one.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know that was a possibility at the time.
You can start a podcast about anything at any time.
No, I didn't. I didn't know that was possible for me. But no, I was looking for podcasts to listen to. I was hoping like The Ringer would cover it like they did with season two, but they didn't do season one. And I found a couple that were really not great. I don't remember what they were, and even if I did, I probably wouldn't say. But, like, the ones I listened to were just not the type of breakdown that I would have wanted. They weren't as, like, smart about it as I'd hoped or, you know, because, like, it's listen to the Ringer Prestige TV recap podcast a lot because I like the way they break stuff down. But they didn't do it until season two. So I did listen to some pretty bad podcasts and did a lot of internet digging and tried to distract myself with every other great show out there. The Bear helped.
God, I love The Bear.
So good.
When is season two back? That's pretty soon.
Season three.
I mean, season three.
Season three is coming in June, I believe, which is
coming up.
Great.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
No, that'll be very exciting.
I cannot wait. They're filming in Chicago right now.
What if our show's gimmick is that we watch
only like later seasons
and then circle back around? So we'll watch season three of The Bear and then circle back to one and two.
Oh my God. I mean, that show is incredible.
Yeah, it's great.
I did want to touch on, so while we were watching, I noted the book that Misty was holding and was like, what book is that? And I remembered having looked this up before, but I couldn't remember what I found. And I just want to answer my own question. The book that she is holding is also something that Coach Ben is seen reading twice. Once in season one and once in season two. And it's a novel called The Magus. I'm probably pronouncing that wrong. But
it could be Magus. It could Magus, be Magus. Magus,
whatever. Whatever. But the point being that that book is... let me find the little... I found like a really long summary of it. But the brief synopsis of the book, which is by John Fowler or Fowler... Foles, excuse me, is about a visiting teacher on a Greek island being led through a series of supernatural slash altered reality slash drug-induced experiences devised by a mysterious leader who sometimes wears a goat's head mask. Magus or Magus, it means magician, and this man constructs illusions that can't be explained by traditional smoke and mirrors. The teacher can't sort out what is real and what is distorted, or perhaps it was a dream. And that description was by Substantial Reserve 89 on Reddit. But I found a bunch of other articles that broke down the connections between it. It's about this sort of like godlike figure creating all these psychological games for this teacher that is on this Greek island.
Why would they do this?
It's like a god game. I know.
You know.
I know. And the two people reading it are Misty and Ben. And there's something about... so it says the main character becomes embroiled in the psychological illusions of a master trickster, which become increasingly dark and serious, which would kind of, you know.
And we have all that stuff with Ben at the end of season two where like his sort of like fantasy life is bleeding into the cabin life and vice versa. And
yeah,
it like.
Yeah. No, there's some comments on Reddit. There's a bunch of threads about this. We are not like breaking news here, but I just wanted to answer my own question. Somebody said, I promise not to go spoiling the plot on you or any other prospective readers of this book, but trust me, there are strong parallels between the Magus or Magus or whatever and Coach Ben's experience in the cabin. It's trippy and wild. There are awesome theories already on this sub. Yeah, there's one that's like a deep dive where they describe the plot in great detail and also kind of try to connect it to themes in the book. So one quick thing I'll say is the character in the book acts as a storyteller. He tells six stories, all meant to teach Nicholas something integral about his life. It is no coincidence that there are six main women we see now, Lottie, Nat, Ty, Shauna, Misty, and Van. Each woman can arguably represent one of the stories told. The shepherd that lives happily. Yeah. I don't know if this may be taking it too far, but it's interesting. Each woman can arguably represent one of the stories told. The shepherd that lives happily in isolation, the desertion where one man plays roles to suit the environment and audience, only to learn to know yourself, you must be true to yourself. The man that collects meaningless relationships in fear of something real. The tale of Duquesne, where it is believed to be an alter ego of the narrator himself, and the man haunted by his dead love, and the fanatic that devotes his world to play acting. So it's just like, who knows how much they're leaning into it, or whether it's just like one of those things that they throw in there to be like, mm-hmm. hey, let's see how far you take this right. one, you know?
God, I'd love to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so hard for me to not do the Lost thing, and I know some people hate this, but like Lost wrote a whole ass book that they planted in their show.
Right.
For like everything was meaningful in this way.
Yeah.
It's like they could have picked any book.
I know. So somebody else wrote after season 2 ended, they wrote a post, Emma Conda, love that name. The Magus, whatever, and season 2 ending. So some time ago on the show, it showed Ben reading this book by mm-hmm. John Foles. I believe this was a clue to the unraveling Ben. The main character is a teacher who moved to a small island. He makes a relationship with a mysterious person when he is suicidal who pushed him to play psychological games and illusions, who had a collection of masks. He loses his ability to see what is real and what is illusions. He finally realizes the horror of what his friend calls the God Games. This person is saying Ben is destined to become the trickster alongside the gods of the wilderness, perhaps unknowingly being persuaded by the wilderness at first. But on the other hand, he burnt the cabin down and the wilderness may not be happy about that.
So there's also that.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, I think it's super interesting. I know that sometimes they just throw stuff in there to mess with us, but super interesting.
Yeah, I'm happy with it either way. Yeah. Whether they're like, let's just see what you idiots do, or...
Well, and interestingly, like, it's a book that they found in the cabin. Mm-hmm. Neither of them brought it with them. It's something that was in the cabin already, meaning it was owned by the cabin guy.
Cabin Daddy.
Yeah.
Jacques.
Daddy. I refuse to call him Cabin Daddy. But it was owned by the guy that owned the Papa. Cabin, who we don't see until the end of this episode.
Right. Yeah, we did talk about it, obviously.
Yeah.
And that parallel man with no eyes.
Yeah.
Cabin Daddy. Jacques Le Papa.
But like,
comment dit en français, cabin. Chateau.
But the idea that there is like a sort of godlike trickster running this whole thing and like playing with them mm-hmm. is an interesting take.
Right. Well, because here's some cabine. Perdu cabine. Because we know they got thrown off course,
mm-hmm.
but do we know in that, I know we hear that audio with the pilots and I don't remember if we don't know. Do they say exactly like, oh, the engine is failing because of X or anything like that?
No, but they did have to go way north to go around a storm. And then,
so is the idea, but like they're not in the storm when they crash.
No, and I did write down what they say at one point, and it is pretty vague. What did I write? Let's see, what episode was that? Here we go. So it's episode 2. F sharp. He says, "They're praying." Blah blah blah. The drinks cart like flies towards the captain's, and you hear, "We'll reset after 30 seconds. 22 out. Speed break. Dump fuel." That's all they say.
So we have no idea.
We don't know.
So if you want to be...
I mean, it looks like an old plane.
That's true.
I mean, doors are flying out of new planes right now, so...
That's a really good point.
Yeah.
But if you want to be I think this show is more in the Lost camp.
Right.
Right. Than Cabin Daddy.
Right.
Jacques. His, you know, decides, like, that's his thing, is bringing planes down, right? Like, mm-hmm. and he's brought them down to test them and... Maybe,
yeah, I mean, maybe. I think it's interesting that we keep seeing him mm-hmm. or keep hearing references to him, like this mysterious man, and that there is somewhere an episode about him that we'll hopefully eventually see. It would be interesting to hear, like, something that indicated he had some control over what's happening to them now.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I doubt it, but you never know. You never know.
He's just been such a figure.
Yeah, like more so than you would think mm-hmm. about the fact that, because like we see his body or his skeleton. And then he keeps getting mentioned. He shows up in episode 10. We know there's an episode about him. So you never know.
What is his line at the end? I know we just watched it.
Oh, like, we've been waiting for you.
Are we
like that?
Sure that it's now?
I can pull it up.
That it's the cabin guy?
Yes.
It's not her.
It's been confirmed.
Okay.
It's been confirmed.
It's not like Nat's dad or something.
No, it's the cabin guy.
Or coach, what's his face?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. I think it's been confirmed literally by like either the script or the showrunners.
Gotcha.
But yeah, he says, that's the wrong part of it. He says, let's see. Where did it go? So he says, so glad you're joining us. We've been waiting for you. Which to me is like, it makes me think like, oh, everybody's already dead. And Jackie has been wandering around in a hallucinogenic haze. Mm-hmm. And she finally died and is joining them all.
Mm-hmm.
But that's maybe jumping a little far.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, I'm interested in the idea that there's some sort of outside hand playing with them. Whether it's, I mean, it would have to probably be supernatural. The guy's dead.
Right.
You know?
Right.
We saw his body, or a body. And that place had been empty for a long time, so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Just to mention that book one more time, I saw something on Collider. It said, the book is about the thin veil between what is real and what's a fabrication, and how people can deceive and manipulate each other to the point that they no longer recognize reality.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yep. Yep. So. Yeah, I will say that watching the finale of season one again does make me want to go back to season two. And watch the whole
thing.
That's
great, because
we are not.
That's our plan.
Nope. It is not.
Going to swing right back around next week. We will see you for season two, episode one.
Nope. It is a killer episode, though.
Such a killer episode. Let us know what you guys think of the watch along. We obviously won't do it every week.
Oh, rest in peace, Biscuit.
Horrifying.
It was interesting to note I knew this connection was there, but to see it again, Biscuit's heart and the bear heart being placed on the altars at the same time.
Well, it's their rituals, yeah. Right? They've developed them, and in high times of stress, they seem to come back. You know, sacrificing dogs,
yeah,
killing men, etc., etc.
Shauna saying they should get a cat.
That's so funny.
Poor Callie.
Cats are underrated.
They are. Although we were talking over the joke where Jeff says that it'll wind up in the chili pot. Shauna and pets, I wouldn't trust it.
But again, Jeff, so he has realized she wasn't joking about putting cooking the rabbit in the chili pot.
Yeah. I think he knew that all along. Yeah. I think he was just playing along.
But is just here joking about it. He loves his
crazy wife.
Crazy wife.
He really does. He's just in for a penny, in for a pound.
Totally, totally. It's kind of incredible.
Yeah. Just side note, I noted Hackle Barney Park is receiving a new restroom facility.
Oh, fancy.
Plans are in the final design process. Pretty cool. In the meantime, though, there are portable sanitation units on site. I wonder why they picked that place, Hackle Barney Park. Probably just because it's a fun name.
Yeah, I think so.
I mean, it is. It's a great name.
It's the best one. It's the best park if you're going to dump a body, you know?
Well, was it Dismal Swamp?
Oh, that's also good. That's where they legit found a bunch of bodies, right?
Probably.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Like I said, I thought that was really fun. If you guys like it, let us know. We'll plan to do. I have one in mind I think we should definitely do, which we'll tell you more about when we tell you what we've got coming up. Next week, we'll be back. We're going to do our wrap up of seasons one and two. Like I said, I think I already said that.
I don't know if you did, but we are.
But yeah, we'll be back. We want to talk about all of this together and kind of looking forward to season three. Now that we know they're starting to film soon, I'll bet we'll start getting more news.
I hope so.
Which will be so nice.
Yeah, they'll start filming in about 2 months.
Pacey did a shake.
Yeah, we'll keep on top of it. You know where to get your news.
Yeah. Where can they find us?
Oh, good question. They can find us at WatchersPodNJ on Instagram. They can email us at WatchersPodNJ@gmail.com. Gmail.com. They can find me on Instagram at Jodie_Mim, JODIE_MIM.
And I'm at AQ, Andrea Q.
And we will see you in Hackle Barney Park.
In the woods.